Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for JR Sand and Gravel.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
How about you? I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing JR Sand and Gravel on the first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. And obviously you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search.
Oh, yeah. I actually was listed with Google under a different business years ago. It was kind of expensive to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in a small town, you know.
Right, right. Well, you know, this position, this is designed for the local businesses. So, you know, when you do a search, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, I mean, you might even be familiar with like Buddy Ayres Construction or Bill Phillips Sand and Gravel. Do you know those guys?
I am. I do.
Okay. So, and they're the locals there too. You know, they're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now JR's would be one of the local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that other position there. If we were to program JR's in to appear there too, they stopped the calls to the area today, and then we can't accept. So the rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our contract with them is that we can work with one business per opening. So once it fills, we can't accept any additional companies in from the territory, but they have to be in your service area in order to see you. So if Corinth is home base for you, how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I have traveled to Pontotoc, Houston, Mississippi. I've even went as far as West Point and up in Tennessee and over in Alabama. You know, about 75 miles, 100-mile radius.
Okay, so in any direction, it sounds like, as long as it's within a reasonable traveling distance?
Right, and it's according to what the job is and materials that we may be hauling or you know, as far as dozer work or anything like that, we can go that far easily. But when it comes to hauling materials, you got to have the materials closer by to make any money. This thing gotten so outrageous with the pricing on gravel and stuff that you have to get it close by or you can't make any money.
Right, that makes sense. Okay. How long have you been in business with this company, JR's?
About 3 years, 4 years. My main business for the last 15, 20 years has been a garage and salvage yard and stuff. And I was listed under Corinth Automotive Service Repair, but I later, when I started this business, I gave it to my daughter, and she changed it to AJ's Automotive.
Oh, okay. And that's still operating? The AJ's Automotive?
But it's my daughter that's doing it.
Got it. Okay. And this one's just you, right? Or is it you and like a partner? Or?
No, just me.
Just you. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
This is Junior, JR.
Junior, it's nice to meet you. And then for this position that they have available there in that area today for your category, it's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right service area. This is, so there's a JRsandandgravel.com. Is that you?
Is that in this area?
Well, it says it's, from the Ozark. No, they're in Missouri. That's not you. They just have the same name. Okay, there isn't a website for you that I'm missing?
Well, no. I just listed a couple of months ago with AngieLeads.com, which I think was used to be Angie's List. And, of course, you pay for their services, too. And I'm just now getting the reviews in from all the people I sent out review requests from and all that. And it's just now getting up and going, which probably is why you're calling, is because of the reviews and stuff that's out there now.
Well, no, we're calling because that position is open for programming today. There's a team of agents calling through the area. I didn't know that you were with the Angies, but I did find your Facebook page, That is you with the green truck, right?
Right. That's the only advertisement I had done as of now. And then, of course, we've been staying busy. It's just me and one other guy that runs it. He's a driver, and he's 62, 63 years old. So he has to take off a lot to go to the doctors and stuff like that. And we just sort of work together, and we have to try to beat the rain, so to speak.
Right. Well, can I ask what prompted you to join Angie's now or get the reviews up now? Like, why now?
Well, my brother-in-law came in from Missouri, and he's a big internet guru, and he's plenty book smart, not a lot of common sense, if I may say. But he was on there and said, you need to do this, you need to do that, and everything else. And, of course, I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And next thing I know, they're calling me and, you know, with the sales pitch, and I went ahead and sent them the money and did it. But, and I didn't think it was, you know, gonna be all that, but I'm not quite sure that was correct now, because they're in the process of just now fixing to open it up and start sending leads. But now I've heard some bad things about that, about false leads and stuff. And they, you know, they charge you by per lead.
I've heard that, per lead, whether or not they're real or any good or
whether they even accept, I think.
Right, or answer the phone. Okay, so let me ask you this. If we could get you up there on Google in a position to have live calls coming directly to you, you know, rather than through a third party. And then that way you wouldn't have to pay per lead. You see value in that too, if it were affordable?
I have used Google before, and it got fairly expensive, of course. Now, that's when I first started out, and everything was expensive to me. I don't know what you guys' rates are now. Google, is that also the same as voice Google?
The voice, yes. Well, let me ask Paul if that comes with it. So he's my regional manager for the area. That's a separate, it's a separate platform, but let me ask him if that's included too, and then I'll get the pricing for you as well. I know that's a concern for you. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Let me just grab him really quickly here.
That's about the way everybody searches now.
Through the voice?
Okay. Yes.
Seems that way, right?
Anything that's easier.
Okay, I'm just grabbing him.
Hi there, JR. Thank you so much for holding, sir. My name is Paul, and I am the Regional Pricing Director. Tara did want me to get on the line to get you the details of the service and the accurate price, being that the business is just a couple few years old. You still qualify as a newer business. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
So far, doctors and this and that and the other, so... Yeah,
I hear you.
Worked on it.